This is an RNIB talking book.
The Chinese Visitor by James Eastwood.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
642, The Chinese Visitor, by James Eastwood. Read by Clive Champney. The assassination of a Chinese emissary in London is the prelude to a series of incidents involving a beautiful young woman newly recruited as a British agent.
By kind permission of the author and the publishers, Castle and Company Limited. This book is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
Read by Clive Champney. The number of chapters, 20. This book should not be played when children may be in the room and is not recommended for group reading. The Chinese Visitor made the dutiful pilgrimage to the ugly granite block in Highgate Cemetery. He was a gentle, well-meaning man, a trade negotiator who came to Britain seeking friendship and alliance. But he was also loyally of the party, and so he made the protected, necessary pilgrimage to Highgate. Yet, as he paused at the foot of the tomb, in spite of the ever-watchful guards, an assassin's bullet struck him down. This is the scene which opens James Eastwood's first novel.